And I want to unpack how gratitude transforms not just our perspective, but our relationship with God and probably with each other. Before I do go on, I do want to recognize and welcome Danny and Nicole Jones that are here with us. As I told John and Ramona, they are fellow Surprisites. So you got a lot of people here this morning from Surprise. And so we're honored to have you here with us this morning and this afternoon for lunch. You better stay. Anyway, praise God. I'm just grateful to have you and also Jacob and MJ with us. And you. I'm glad to have you here this morning. All of you, really. There's not one of you here that I wish wasn't. Amen. That's true. Amen. Yeah, always that, isn't there? There's always that. But listen, gratitude starts with recognition. Recognition. You say, that's a little strange, Frank. What are you talking about? Psalms chapter 100, verse 3, reminds us, this is what it says, "Know that the Lord is God." That's a good thing to know. "It is He who made us, and we are His. His people and the sheep of His pasture." So, gratitude starts with recognition. We have to recognize who God is and that He is our source. And that all of our need is met through Christ Jesus in Him. God is our source. Gratitude begins recognizing God as our Creator and our Provider. Just as a shepherd lovingly cares for his sheep. And you and I don't know anything about sheep and shepherds, do we? You know, almost everything I know about sheep and shepherds, I know from the Bible. I have very little personal hands-on experience with sheep. I have known a couple shepherds, but we are called His sheep. We are His sheep. The sheep of His pasture. Amen. So God is our shepherd. That's what the psalmist said in 23, didn't he? He said, "The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want." Praise God. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not know." So gratitude begins with recognition. Recognition of who God is and who we are in Him. Amen? Think about a parent preparing for a newborn child. They anticipate every need. Clothing, nourishment, a safe place to sleep. Long before the baby arrives, how much more care do you think our Heavenly Father cares for us? Amen. That even Israel, when the Lord was delivering them out of Egypt, in Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 through 2, it says, after the crossing of the Red Sea, it says, Moses and the Israelites sang a song of thanksgiving. They sang a song of thanksgiving. And so it starts with recognition. And then gratitude, we recognize, what wonderful choice of songs today. Amen? What a wonderful choice of song. Because it reminded us of who God is, how great is our God, and then worship began to flow, didn't it? I heard some of you. You are actually entering into worship. You've got to watch yourselves around here, you know. That could happen. We could just get carried away in worshiping the Lord. Because, see, that's what gratitude does. It's a little bit hard to worship on the grump. I don't think I ever saw the Grinch worship. I'm not calling any of you grumps or Grinches at all. I'm just saying, gratitude flows into worship. Oh, hallelujah. In Psalm 95, 2 and 3, it says, let us come before Him with thanksgiving. I'm so guilty of this. I know you're not. You probably do everything exactly like you're supposed to. But so often I come before the Lord and I'm not very thankful. But the psalmist challenges us, come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. Have we not done that this morning? Gratitude, it leads us into worship. And worship reminds us to shift our focus from whatever it is that's troubling us or bothering us or we're challenged with. The worship challenges us to shift our focus to the answer, not the problem, to the source of our help. For the Lord is great, He says, the great King above all gods. Worship reminds us that we don't focus on the trouble. We focus on the goodness of God. What if instead of asking God for something in prayer, and we should do that. The Bible teaches us to do it. Bring your petitions to the Lord again. But what if when we come to the Lord in prayer, we spend the first few minutes in adoration, in thanksgiving, in praise? Because you see, what it can do is it can transform our hearts to where even this week when I was praying with that grandma that called about her granddaughter, I encouraged her. I said, listen, the Lord, this didn't catch the Lord off guard. He wasn't surprised by this. He didn't fall off of His throne. We parents go through this. Grandparents go through this. Kids didn't come with instructions. That's what they're going to do. They're going to be. But listen, God's got this. Amen. And I just encouraged her. Let's just go ahead. I remembered what I preached to you, because sometimes when I preach to you, I'm preaching to me. And I remembered what I preached to you last week about going ahead and just giving thanks before God even answers the prayer. What an interesting take that would be, John. It almost sounds backwards, doesn't it? It's thanking God before I even ask Him? Yeah. What a concept. Thanking God before we even offer our petitions up to Him. What if we did that? You see, gratitude transforms our prayers into worship and aligns our hearts with the heart of God. Because let's face it, most of the time when we run to the Lord in prayer, our hearts are not in alignment with Him. Whatever it is that's on our hearts and minds, and whatever it is that we're struggling with, that's what we're aligned with. Oh, hallelujah! But praise, gratitude, thanksgiving can realign our heart with God. And then when we pray, as we said last week, we're praying then in the Spirit. We're praying in the will of God. Not, God, I need You to do this. No. We don't tell God what to do. He's the boss, right? Not my will. Jesus Christ Himself said to the Father, not my will. Your will be done, right? And Hannah, I always love Hannah's prayer. I read Hannah's prayer and I kind of hear Mary's prayer. When she's visiting with Elizabeth, my soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Wow, what a powerful song of praise and thanksgiving. And I hear that in Hannah's prayer. When Hannah is praying for a son, she's praying for a child. And the Lord answers her prayers. And she brings that child to the Lord. And here's what she says. She says, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is lifted high. That's all that Hebrew talk and thinking, but all she's saying is she's exalting the Lord for answering her prayer. Gratitude, thanksgiving aligns us with God. Gratitude also sustains us through trials. through trials. You know, the songwriter said, through many dangers, toils, and snares. You know, when I was a young preacher, I used to say, I don't think anybody under 30 should be allowed to sing this song because they haven't been through dangers and toils and snares. Well, it's a different world, isn't it? But the songwriter said, through. Just like Andre Crouch said, through it all. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. You see, the Lord doesn't just get you out of the lion's den. He gets you through the lion's den. He doesn't just deliver you out of the fiery furnace. He gets you through the fiery furnace. And how on earth does He do that? He does it by being present with you. You know, no other religion can say what God said and do it. No other religion can say, I am with you. And you see, what praise and thanksgiving reminds us is just exactly that. God, you are with me. I know this is tough. What I'm going through is tough. I'm not diminishing what we go through. Not at all. But when we go through the fire, He said, I'm with you. When we go through the flood, He said, I'm with you. When our children aren't acting right, He said, I'm with you. When the job isn't going well, He said, I'm with you. Oh, hallelujah. That's our strength this morning. And thanksgiving and gratitude sustains us through many dangers, toils, and snares. Hallelujah. Even in hardships, we can thank God for His presence, His promises, His peace. Amen. Job was so resilient. After losing everything, Job still praised God. What did Job say? He said, the Lord gave. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. David in the wilderness being pursued by Saul. Saul's trying to kill him. And yet David says, I will bless the Lord sometimes. Just checking. No. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to bless the Lord even when my enemy's chasing me. Oh, can we do it? Can we do it? Praise God. Can we bless the Lord even when the enemy is chasing us? He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then fourthly, gratitude multiplies blessings. Gratitude multiplies blessings. Have you noticed in the Bible that anytime Jesus takes bread in His hand, whether it's feeding the 5,000 or whether it's having what you and I refer to as the Last Supper with His disciples, whenever He takes bread into His hand, He lifts it up to the Father. He blesses it and He breaks it and He distributes it. You see, gratitude multiplies. That little guy only had five loaves and two fish. But when Jesus blessed it and broke it, you see, blessings multiply. Praise God. Blessings multiply. When we give thanks, we unlock the fullness of God's blessings. He wants to open the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings we don't have room to receive, to contain. That's what God wants to do. It's the Father's good pleasure to give His children the kingdom. I, He said, will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly. God just absolutely wants to bless you. Amen. Praise God. We give thanks. John 6 and 11, when He's feeding the 5,000, He lifts up that loaf. He blesses it. and then he distributes it. In the healing of the 10 lepers, only one comes back. You notice that? There's 10 lepers, and 9 go on their way. Ooh, ooh, thank you, Lord. You know, and the other one comes back and he says, thank you. And Jesus says this. This is amazing. You see, Jesus says, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Gratitude brought him into a deeper relationship with Jesus than the other 9. Gratitude. And finally, gratitude reflects God's glory. Did I say finally? Just ignore that. Yeah, fine. Yes. Gratitude is a testimony to others of God's faithfulness and His love. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 says this, do not be anxious about anything. Wow. You know, the Word of God is powerful, but it ain't easy. The Word of God is quick. It's alive. It brings us to life. It's powerful. We've talked about that several times in the last few weeks. The Word of God is alive. It's powerful. But some of the words of God are hard. Hard to live. Amen? Can you imagine not being anxious about anything? Can I confess to you this morning that I was anxious this morning about getting ready in time and getting here in time? And I might have driven a little bit more than I should. I'm not going to confess that I'm live today, but let me just say I wasn't as late as I thought I was going to be. But what good does it do? What good does it ever do, Betty? Does it ever solve any problem for us to be anxious about it? No, and that's what Paul knew. And Paul wrote this, the book to the Philippians. He wrote it in prison. And most people call this the epistle of joy, because he talks about joy and rejoicing a lot, and that's good. But right here, he is challenging us. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, regardless of what the situation is, pray and petition. How did he say to pray, Nancy? How did he say to petition? What did he say to wrap that up in? With thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving. Petition God with thanksgiving. Intercede. We've been interceding for our one, haven't we? Yeah, yes, we have. We've been interceding for God to reach somebody through us this month, this year. We're interceding, but we're wrapping that intercession in thanksgiving. The first thing Anita and I did when we got that second phone call is we just began to rejoice and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for hearing and answering prayer. Thank you that she's saved. Thank you. Just on and on and on. Thanksgiving. Wrap your prayer and your petition in thanksgiving. Present your request to God. When we live with thankful hearts, we demonstrate this peace that we have that passes all understanding, that I don't know how He's going to fix it, but I know He's going to fix it. I don't know how He's going to solve it, but I know He's going to solve it. See, gratitude triggers that. Gratitude feeds that. Amen. It's hard to fuss and worry and be anxious and get anything done. Amen. But be anxious for nothing, but with every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give your request to God. Daniel was thankful even under the threat of death. Daniel continued his habit of praying and thanking God and showing unwavering faith in God's power to deliver him. Listen, Thanksgiving is not only a holiday. It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude. As we celebrate Thanksgiving, let's remember that gratitude isn't seasonal. Wouldn't that be sad? Wouldn't it be sad? Let me just walk through it with you. Wouldn't it be sad if the only time we celebrate anything new is on New Year's Eve? Wouldn't it be sad if the only time we told each other we loved each other was on Valentine's Day? Wouldn't it be sad if the only time we ever celebrated the resurrection was on Resurrection Sunday? Wouldn't it be sad if the only time we ever gave gifts to anyone was at Christmas time? Well, listen, Thanksgiving is not just a holiday. Thank God for the holiday. And I'm so grateful this holiday season because all my kids are coming home. And all my grandkids are coming home. Praise God. And so I'm thankful for that. And I'm going to enjoy that and celebrate that. Praise God. But I don't want to just be thankful on Thanksgiving. I want to be thankful every day. Every day. And I don't think it takes away from the celebration at all. I try to tell Anita I love her every day. Every day. Praise God. So maybe as we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, let's remember it's not seasonal, it's eternal. It's eternal. When we cultivate a thankful heart, we draw closer to God. We reflect His love. We deepen our own faith. Oh, yeah. So this week, this is your homework. This week, take some time to thank God, not only for what He has done or is doing, but for who He is. Isn't there a song out there somewhere? Lord, I worship You because of who You are. Not just for all the mighty deeds that You have done. We worship You, Father, for who You are. Hallelujah. So this week, let's thank God for who He is. And let your thanksgiving be a testimony of His goodness and faithfulness to all generations. Before I close in prayer, I posted something on our Facebook site this morning. I'm going to post every day this week. I learned how to do it, Bob. I posted a challenge for us, and I'm going to post one every week, every day, about how we can approach each other. This has been a difficult political season. And we don't need to let this political turmoil come between us and our loved ones. I literally saw on television people, psychologists, suggesting to people on one side of the political aisle that if they know that their family voted the other way, and I'm just going to leave all that to you, okay? You unpack all that. But they actually said, do not go to Thanksgiving dinner with them. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. I am not about to let politics interrupt my Thanksgiving celebration. You know what I want to do? I want to overwhelm it with gratitude. Overwhelm it with thanksgiving. Praise God. So I'll be sending those little tidbits out to you and give you some pointers on how maybe to approach Thanksgiving dinner with your family like a Christian. Well, there's an idea. Yeah, praise God. So, Heavenly Father, we want to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We want to enter into your courts with praise. We want to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your enduring love, your unending faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, and your abundant provision and blessings. Blessings upon blessings that you pour into our lives. May our hearts this week especially overflow with gratitude. Not just today or that day, but every day. Every day, Lord. Father, use our Thanksgiving time to shed light, to draw others into a relationship with you. Let our light so shine before men they see our good work and glorify our Father in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me bless you. May your Thanksgiving be filled with joy and peace and a renewed sense of God's presence in your life. Go and live with a heart overflowing with gratitude. God bless you.